This is just a little skit on the very strict censorship with which radio entertainers have to contend. Now, the BBC once wrote to me and said, "Dear Norman Long, we thought you'd like to face the mic with your piano smile and song. So will you bring your repertoire along for us to see, to go over it with a pencil of the blue variety?" So I looked my list of songs up, to the studio I flew. I said, "Here's a nice song called Violets." They said, "Oh, that's much too blue." I said, "Is Robin Adair all right?" They said, "Robin Adair, my head. Just think of the bald-headed men you'll upset. We can't let you broadcast that." So I looked my list of songs up, determined to show my skill. I started warbling merrily that well-known song until I sang, "No rose in all the world, no rose," they cried, "my hat. Why, you'll upset all the fishmongers. We can't let you broadcast that." So I looked my list of songs up, because I was beginning to tire. I said, "Well, here's a good one, a song called Strike the Lyre." They said, "Strike the Lyre? What on earth do you think you're at? With thousands of barristers listening in, we can't let you broadcast that." So I looked my list of songs up, found one of modern times. There was a young fellow of somewhere. They shouted, "Stop, that's rhymes. If you went and put over that one, why, you'd have us all on the mat. The old lady of Kent might be listening in. We can't let you broadcast that." So I looked my list of songs up to please the listening throng. I said, "Now here's a good one, the Vulgar Boatman's song." But they hated vulgar boatmen and discouraged vulgar chat. And songs about rude sailors are barred. We can't let you broadcast that. So I looked my list of songs up and found an army one. There's something about a soldier, but they said that can't be done. There's something about a soldier would get over nice and pat. To a sergeant's wife with 14 kids, we can't let you broadcast that. So I looked my list of songs up. The position was getting grave. I said, "Now here's a nautical song, a life on the ocean wave." They said, "Life on the ocean wave with all these cruises on the mat? Why, you're advertising the steamship lines. We can't let you broadcast that." So I looked my list of songs up. I was getting fed up to the roots. "Now here's a good song by Kipling, a military song called Boots." He said, "My dear good fellow, do you realize what you're at? You're advertising a chemistry firm. We can't let you broadcast that." So I looked my list of songs up and I said, "Now here's a gem. No one can be offended if I sing Jerusalem." But they all collapsed. "Jerusalem, be careful what you're at. Why, Hitler might be listening in. We can't let you broadcast that." So I looked my list of songs up and produced a drinking song. But they said, "This is published by Boozy." Dear, 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 that's all wrong. The song's marked Sing with Spirit too. Why, it's like a brewery vet. It's two in a bar, that's barred as well. We can't let you broadcast that. So I packed my list of songs up and said, "Hang it, I won't sing. Would you like some Adagio dancing or a spot of conjuring? Trick cycling, walk the tightrope, I'm a darn good acrobat." And I'd love to tell you what they said, but I can't even record that. Thank you.
I've got to set up here. What a mess. Glad these people down here don't know how to take care of equipment. Or furniture, for that matter. Or their own bodies and minds. Yeah. It's a sick culture here. I don't mean out there, I mean in here. At WFMU. Hey, this is Courtney T. Anderson, the old codger I'm filling in tonight for Mac on the Antique Phonograph Hour. And I'm playing nothing but 78 RPM records, like they're going out of style. So they gave me 60 minutes. We've already heard two fine selections. The first one was Norman Long and We Can't Let You Broadcast That. And Truett and George did Ghost Dance here on your Cadger Fiscal Cheap Cigar Boudoir. So, I fill in every so often for Mac here on the Antique Phonograph Hour. Several friends wrote to tell me that the list of records that I played on the last few programs can now be found on the internet. To which I'd like to say, I had nothing to do with it. In my world, the internet has not yet been invented. It's just a dream in the far distant future, and I can't predict when that dream will become a reality. However, I can tell you that as a 12-year-old intern who allegedly, I shouldn't even say allegedly, who does spend a lot of time in the upstairs executive suites here at WFMU and compiles these lists of records that I play and circulates them on the internet, I can attest from having seen that intern in action that the internet, the intern is 12 years old, but he's a 12-year-old chimpanzee because that's the level of skill required to do this work. It requires the focus of a lower primate. I just also want to say that me, I never look at a computer. It has an effect like kryptonite. It will rob me of my strength and turn me into a quivering pile of steamed cabbage. Just like it did to Superman. You remember that in the old comic books, the kryptonite turned Superman into a boiled cabbage. Something like that. Maybe I'm just not remembering it. It's been a long time since I read a Superman comic. Anyway, time's a-wasting. We gotta go back to the music of scratchy 78 RPM records with lots and lots of surface noise. I hope you love it. Thank you.
Rusty, so you said. You're feeling badly, and everything looks bright. You're getting worried, yes indeed. I know exactly what you need. A little sunshine will make you feel okay. Give the blues a chance. Find a sunny place. Go and paint your face with sunshine. Pay your doctor bill. Toss away his pill. You can cure your ill with sunshine. Why don't you take your teardrops one by one before it is too late, and hang them up out in the sun so they evaporate. And when your troubles start pounding at your heart, rub the injured part with sunshine. Give the blues a chance. Find a sunny place. Go and paint your face with sunshine. Pay your doctor bill. Toss away his pill. You can cure your ill with sunshine. Why don't you take your teardrops one by one before it is too late, and hang them up out in the sun so they evaporate. And when your troubles start pounding, pounding at your heart, rub the injured part with sunshine.
Espíritu, la sala. Some chaps like a game of tennis. Some like boating on the sea. Some are fond of cricket or a ball, they want to kick it. But there's only one sport that appeals to me. I love to hike, that's what I like. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. I tramp a mile, then sit a while. And Bumblebee there in the grass comes and stings me on my elbow. Down comes the rain and I get wet through. I can't blow my nose because it's already blue. I catch a chill and feel so ill. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. That's what I like. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. While tramping back, the night was black. My girl tripped into a ditch. I said, you are a clumsy bounder. She shouted, help. I thought I'd begin pulling around, but she kept pulling me in. The ditch was high. We drank it dry. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. I love to hike, that's what I like. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. My girl and me sat neath a tree. A great big blackbird with its claws came and tore off my girl's jumper. When she got home, she heard mother shout, you haven't come home, the same as when you went out. She hung her head and blushing said, but it's a grand and healthy life.
You got had to come to my house and swear. Some people want to know the regular price. 55 cents, you can get some twice. And I'm talking about my barbecue. Only thing I sell. And you can get my meat any night at will.
And I saw that from Bessie Jackson. Barbecue Bash was her nickname, and that was her theme song. Puffing a little too hard on my Rancho Malario cigar. George Formby before that with It's a Grand and Healthy Life. And Lydia Mendoza did Los Besos de Mi Negra. Florence Brady, she had a very short career in the late 1920s, very fine lady, very entertaining performer. I knew her in several senses of the word. Yes. Oh, that's it. Florence sang Sunshine. And Big Spiderback and Frankie Trumbauer with Goose Pimples. This is the old codger. As you can probably tell, that I'm plushed to the scuppers. And I'm filling in tonight for Mac on the old Phonograph Hour. Now, I want to tell you, I had a friend who died recently. He had a brilliant idea, which he wrote in his will. And I would steal this idea, but I don't have a last will and testament yet because I'm not at an age where death seems imminent. And by the way, if you have an opinion on the matter, I'm not interested. Anyway, this friend, Bijou Bill Skeffington, he had an odd hobby. He used to collect burlap bags. He didn't fill them with anything, he just hoarded them. He had a strange attraction to them. I had an opinion on the matter, but Bill was not interested. You wouldn't be interested either. They occupied his garage, these burlap bags. They were in his barn, several outbuildings on his property in Kingwood, full of burlap bags. And they eventually got real nasty because all sorts of bugs made their nests in the stacks of bags, and the neighbors complained. Well, Bill chased them away with buckshot. Not the vermin, the neighbors. The neighbors then called the town police, but they were all on the take. It was a corrupt racket. Bill used to supply the police with bootleg hoots. So when it came to the stench and the health hazard of the burlap bags, they looked the other way. One reason, by the way, for the stench was that the other bootleggers in the neighborhood who had to kill federal agents who came snooping buried the bodies in the stacks of the bags. Anyway, you're talking about these burlap bags, but they have nothing to do with what Bill wrote in his will. Bijou Bill wrote in his will, this is the great idea, that there was to be a 78 RPM player installed in his coffin, along with a generous supply of his favorite blues and race records. That way he would be entertained for the rest of his post-life. Of course, that's assuming he didn't end up in a place that was so hot that the records melted. But then again, if that were the case, he wouldn't need the records because most of the musicians he admired probably ended up in the same place. Anyway, great idea. Pass it along to you. Maybe you want to try it. Add it to your will. Be buried with a 78 RPM phonograph. Well, old codger here, WFMU. I'm filling in for Mac. Antique Phonograph Hour. Have another half hour to go. Yippee. We're back to the music now with Wynonie Harris.
Everybody's talking about chicken and rice. All of dishes are mighty nice. Gather around, you girls, and listen to me. I want to tell you about my baby's recipe. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. There's a gal named Miss Fanny Brown. She cooks the best gumbo in this town. All of you chicks can really cook, but Fanny Brown's learned something you don't learn in the books. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. 99 times I've tried to eat all those fine fancy cuts of country meat. Just can't eat a single bite. I just don't have the appetite. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. She wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. Yeah, she promised me she wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. But I don't believe her. I'll just have to wait and see. Gonna watch my baby both night and day, so she won't give my pudding away. My baby's pudding is all she owns, so there ain't no meat for Henry Jones. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all.
Chaine love, chaine love, chaine love, chaine love.
Answer me too. answer me true. Where you've been these years, I question you, I do. Listen to me, honest and true, t'was the blues I was going to ask that question, dear, of you. Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny how I came to your door? Certainly funny, awfully funny, we never met before. Where were you? Where was I? Wherever we were, where were we all these
thank you.
some fine music there from Vladimir Zelensky and Professor Visits Harlem. For that was the Savoy Havana Band, vocal by Ramon Newton, and Masculine Women and Feminine Men. Polly Walker did Where Were You? Where Was I? Alfonso and his orchestra did Shane LaLue, and Wynonna Harris did I Like My Baby's Pudding. He wasn't singing about dessert. Well, dessert of a sort. Old Codger here, filling in for Mac. And just wanted to give you a little bit of advice. If you ever come across me outside the radio studio, you look at me, I'm going to tell you, this is my face. Please get out of it. Sorry. I'm feeling a little rambunctious tonight. Got a little bit of tickle in my throat, too. Getting over a little bronchitis. Anyway, a couple of weekends ago, the weather was really nice. Spring was upon us. And I did something I haven't done in a long time. I went down to the Jersey Shore, the New Jersey Shore. And a friend drove me through some of the coastal towns. And I discovered something amazing. You ever hear this place, Manasquan? It's in Monmouth County. Well, unlike many New Jersey towns who stole their names from the so-called Native Americans, Manasquan, well, the entire town is an Indian reservation. I mean, yeah, we drove all around. There's teepees of various sizes. There's red-skinned Americans walking around in feathered headdresses, smoking peace pipes, trading wampum, and sending smoke signals to neighboring villages. It was all so quaint. Of course, there was a lot of them walking around stinking drunk. In fact, you know, they lived just like the stereotypical Indians that were written about in history books decades ago and portrayed in countless Hollywood films that you've seen from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. And they've even got a really nice brand new casino in the town square. It all looked so authentic. But of course, you know, it's very possible that we left pretty soon, didn't stick around. It's possible the entire town population weren't real Indians, but they were just portraying Indians as part of a tourist attraction down the shore, and that the whole town was just some elaborate theme park. Well, anyway, while we were there, very quickly on the way out, we bought a bunch of hand-woven blankets and a basket of corn. Well, we didn't actually pay for these things. We traded 3 airplane sampler bottles of Sly Weezer bourbon. It actually just contained flat ginger ale. But I screwed the tops on so tight that they thought they'd never been opened. That is dumb engines. Or those dumb pretend engines. Who knows? You go to Manasquan, maybe you can figure it out and let me know. Well, it's the Old Codger here on WFMU, the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. I'm filling in for Mac on the Antique Photograph Hour. He'll be back next week. You'd be really lucky if he wasn't and I was here again. But we don't know that yet. Anyway, back to the music here. Got a few more minutes, maybe 10 minutes or so to play some more. Glorious 78 RPM records. Thank you.
with him, the loneliest man in town. Oh, lonely man is he, bending over his books. His wife and family keep giving him dirty looks, 'cause he ain't got rhythm. When they call him up, it's to call him down. With a daring aviator, he encircled the equator.
Nothing great, 'cause I went all through college. I know one thing that you can't answer me.
Well, what can that one thing be?
What does the pussycat mean when she says, meow?
Why, the same as the little dog means when he says, bow wow. I know that hay means horses,
and the marriage means divorce.
But what does the pussycat mean when she says, meow?
My sister May got married last December.
And that certain day you always will remember, when the preacher said, honor and obey,
the crowd began to say, what does the pussycat mean when she says, meow?
The same as the little dog means when he says, bow wow. I know that clams mean chowder,
and a shiny nose means powder.
But what does the pussycat mean when she says, meow?
I know that church means Sunday, and that Friday means a fish.
I know that wash means Monday, and the platter means a dish.
I know a boy means mister, and a girlie means a miss.
And when her lips touch his lips, then I know it means a kiss.
A baby means a rattle, and a barrel means a keg.
And when a chicken cackles, you can tell she's laid an egg.
I know that green means Irish, and that Irish means a cop.
Limburger means a Dutchman, and spaghetti means a wop.
So what does the pussycat mean when she says,
meow?
The same as the little dog means when he says, I know that rain means water,
and two bits mean a quarter.
But what does the pussycat mean when she says,
Daddy
I don't see much of you. That will never do. Once a week, your mama's cheek gets a kiss or two. Now I'm not showing you the door. I'm just laying down the law. You gotta see mama every night, or you can't see mama at all. You gotta kiss mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. Now I don't care for that kind of a man who loves his mama on the installment plan. You gotta see mama every night, or you can't see mama at all. For instance, Monday night, I sat alone. Tuesday night, you didn't phone. Wednesday night, you didn't call. Thursday night, the same old song. Friday night, you dodged my path. Saturday night, you took your bath. Sunday night, you called on me, but you brought your wife and your family. Ya-da-da-da, ya-da-da. You can't see mama at all. You gotta kiss mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. Now I don't care for that kind of a sheik who does the sheiking once a week. You gotta see mama every night, or you can't see mama at all.
Bandit finished up the show with Sophie Tucker, the voluptuous Sophie Tucker. Yeah, when Sophie was booked at a club, they didn't need a cabaret license, they needed a building permit. Right before the Sophie Tucker, we heard from Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, the Happiness Boys, with What Does the Pussycat Mean When She Says Meow? Billy Holiday sang He Ain't Got Rhythm, and the Raymond Scott Quintet, Street Corner in Paris. Well, this is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I'll be back sooner or later, hopefully sooner, filling in for Mac tonight, Antique Phonograph Hour. He'll be back probably next week, unless something unfortunate happens to him. Yeah. Anyway, this is the old codger saying goodbye and just reminding you that I like when people go out of their way for me. And I really like it when they stay out of their way for me. So this is WFMU, East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. We're in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And I don't know what this means, but it says online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Best Show.
Yeah! cheers. They got a lot of great destined cheers. At the government center, they gotta make the secretaries feel better when they put those stamps on all those letters. We gotta rock and roll stop tonight. At the government center, make the secretaries feel better when they put the stamps on the ledges. Won't stop until we see secretaries smile. We gotta see some office boys there jumping for joy. Tell old Mr. Ahern, calm down a while. You know, that's the only way the center is ever gonna get better. Gonna make them feel better. All look out. We're gonna help them out. Take all our equipment. Do rock and roll. That's right. That feeling we have inside, we're gonna transmit. The secretaries will have to stand up and not be able to sit. Oh, it's gonna be fun. Oh, we won't get scared or get kicked out. Oh, that feeling inside, we're gonna transmit it to life, baby.
Sunday we can let our worries wait. Yes, I know, a day trip, but we thought of it too late. Don't ask for decisions, 'cause I'm dimming like the sky. Now I'm raining, these days I don't eat.